as we tune into your heart, your voice, your mind, the essence of your being, your intention fuses into us, into our awareness, as we're one with you in our spirit, that the invisible realm, the thoughts of you, that you're having, Jesus, begin to get expression through us and then connect into this realm. And like the scripture says, the invisible realm gives birth in this realm, gives birth to all that is seen here. He wants his promises to be your experience, his promises to be realized here. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's very special episode of Live Your Best Life, where I am going to share with you all what's like really deeply in my heart from Jesus' scripture that I've been reading over and over and over, and a little bit of an encounter that I had recently, it's all part of what's literally burning inside of my spirit right now from Holy Spirit. So I know we're all going to go into the experience even more deeply of this, of where the Lord wants to take us all to today. So get comfortable if you can, unless you're driving, of course. Just let this be you time. I really encourage you to just turn your heart's attention again as we start, just to listen to Holy Spirit within you, to just listen to the heart of God, what he's saying to you. Because this is for all of us. I feel his presence already. Wow. This is for all of us. He's taking us to a different level of experiencing him, of everything within us aligning into the experience authentically of who we are now and the life that has been made available for all of us. So as we look at Jesus, right, we see the one in whose image we have been made. He's the firstborn among us. And so what we see exhibited in the life of Jesus is the life style that we've all been invited to participate in now. And it's been made possible, right? Because Holy Spirit's inside of all of us. And he's taking us from one degree of glory to the next all the time, isn't he? Deeper and deeper and deeper unto the fullness, the perfection, the wholeness of his intention, his design for our life and our lifestyle, how we're to show up in this world as people that now are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So we're bilocational people, to use that language. We're in heaven and on earth to reveal him. So there's a scripture, Hebrews 11:1, 2, and 3. I'm just going to read it as we get going. I encourage you to sit with him in this scripture for a week. It's life transforming, and he's really speaking to me through it. So just listen to this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. So this is where he's shifting us into even more deeply now. So this is the constant core of our life on the inside, to be able to bring what is still unseen into the scene. So just listen to the verse as I continue on. This testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Faith empowers us. I'm just going to stop there for a second. I felt Holy Spirit just wanting to remind us all that faith is a supernatural gift that he has deposited in each one of us now, right? It's a fruit of the Spirit of Holy Spirit as he's within us and he's dispensing continually the capacity to believe. It's a gift. It's not us working it up and trying to strive, right, to believe. It's about us resting, just becoming freshly aware again. That's the reality. Resting into him, turning our conscious awareness back into the fact that Holy Spirit is inside of us and is continually dispensing supernatural faith inside of us so that we can live by faith, not by sight, all the time. He enables us to live in the on the inside, in the experience and the power and the strength and the fruitfulness that flows from our union holy with Jesus, one with him. So this testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke, I want you to really get the implication of this. Remember, as you listen to this verse, we are his restored image. As Jesus is, so are we in this world, right? He wants us to be co-creating with him. He wants us to be so tuned in, one heart, one mind, one voice, so that we frame up this realm from that realm, that life takes on form in the natural realm as we are connected, aligned on the inside with his mind, with his heart. So the expression that comes out of our mouth is synchronized with his. There's no internal dissonance, disconnection. There's just our mind, the mind of Christ, synchronized, thinking the same thoughts, feeling the same feelings, believing. So our heart full of belief, full of faith. And so the utterance, the proclamation that comes out of our mouth is coming straight from him. That's where he wants us to go to. This is the scripture. He spoke and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. Oh, Holy Spirit. Wow, wow, wow. He spoke and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. That's what he wants. It's a blueprint for our life, that as we speak now, one with him. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for igniting fresh faith inside of each one of us right now. As this revelation explodes inside of us and freshly encourages us, freshly empowers us, shifts us into the reality of this, that as we tune into your heart, your voice, your mind, the essence of your being, your intention fuses into us, into our awareness, as we're one with you in our spirit, that the invisible realm, the thoughts of you, that you're having, Jesus, begin to get expression through us and then connect into this realm. And like the scripture says, the invisible realm gives birth in this realm, gives birth to all that is seen here. He wants his promises to be your experience, his promises to be realized here through the supernatural capacity to believe him and the posture of heart that Jesus walked in, which is utter humility, right? Trusting the Father all the time, continually on the inside, resting, connected, believing. Oh, holy, really feel the Lord on that. It's what he's shifting us to be consistent experience, not intermittent experience, right? Like I've said before, not soul, spirit leading our life, but consistency, sitting down on the inside, tuned in, listening, receiving and proclaiming. And then we begin to see this realm come in line, shaped up infused with the presence of God, the intention of God, shaped up and transformed. So this is one of the most recent encounters that I've had, and it's all connected. So, and I believe what the Lord will do is impart into you, activate this fresh capacity again to sit internally in the posture of humility, which is the posture of heart, like I just said, that Jesus walked in while he was in the earth, which enables that continual belief. So he continually believed the Father. His heart was bowed before the Father in complete submission. He was synchronized on the inside. He was connected and aware of the Father's presence and the Father's intention. Like he said, he walked about the earth and he only did what he saw the Father doing. He only spoke the Father's words. He spoke words of life because he was so connected on the inside. And the core of that was humility, which enabled him to move as one with the Father and bring from the unseen realm the intention of God to become manifest on the earth, healing the sick, raising the dead, clothing people with dignity, value, so they understood their worth, how precious they were, restoring everything, removing the demonic, eradicating evil from his presence, revealing the Father, revealing the heart and the compassion of God for our life, Father, Holy Spirit, and Jesus as one, radiating love, transforming everyone that he came into contact with, doing what is impossible for people, but it is the intention of the Lord, bringing forth from the invisible realm the intention of the Lord, like I said, so it becomes the experience of people here. His intention is good, right? He wants us to live in the realm, in the experience of his promises being realized in our life continually. How does that happen? It happens as we literally sit on the inside in that posture of heart of humility, which enables continual trust, continual faith all the time, as Holy Spirit is dispensing this grace through us. So we now have the attribute of Jesus, which is humility, right? That is an attribute of Jesus. We have that. We have him inside of us, clothing us. So the encounter that I had was I was in a time of worship. I was recently in America. And I saw Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And he said, very clearly, I heard him speaking in my spirit. And he just said, now do likewise. And I knew as I was seeing him washing the disciples' feet, he was washing our feet. He was ministering to us as the servant king, as our servant king. And he just was in his words as he spoke, I felt the impartation of power, the capacity to do likewise, to walk like he walked. And then he gave me for all of us. It was a specific application for America at that time because I was there, and it was where the Lord was speaking to me. But it's for all of us. And I could feel that. And I've been living in this passion ever since, that all of us would really shift and begin to consistently experience this internal, incredible posture of heart, walking like Jesus walked on the inside and seeing all that he's trusting the Father for, moving through him and becoming real in the lives of his beloved people. So he said, do likewise. And then he handed me anointing saturated garments of humility that I knew represented the virtue of humility that is part of Christ, and that we were to receive an expansion of this humility, clothing our hearts, enabling us to literally sit down on the inside and rest in that capacity to just fully believe the Father, just be completely yielded and full of fresh expectation of his goodness. Like it, faith becoming matter of fact, that of course the Creator wants to bring everything to restore everything in this realm. He wants to bring his intention here through his people. And so that everything inside of us aligns into faith. Like I said, our mind, our heart, our speech, just becoming one with him consistently. So every situation that we face in life, that we experience in other people's lives, when it's out of order regarding the original intention for the Lord, how does he want us to experience life? He wants us to be filled, right? The kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of God is righteousness, the nature of Jesus on display through us, in us and through us, righteousness, peace, wholeness, rest, and joy in Holy Spirit, right? Righteousness, peace, and joy is to be our constant internal state of life, where we're just totally resting, totally yielded, expecting the life of Jesus to be displayed through our life, him to continue touching life through us, restoring anybody that's sick. He doesn't want people to be sick. You can see, right, his desire, Jesus's desire and the Father's desire. When you study Jesus's life, he doesn't want people dying. He doesn't want people sick. He doesn't want people in lack. He doesn't want people isolated. He doesn't want people living lives of bondage where they're taken captive into terrible lives of, you know, like we see in the life of Mary, where she was bound by demons and she was surviving life through prostitution. And, you know, he doesn't want anything like that in our life. He doesn't want evil prevailing in our life or even touching our life. We are here as his restored image. Ooh, holy, to know him, to enjoy him, to be secure in his love, to reveal the one we know everywhere we go, to frame up life from the invisible realm. So I just want to pray for a moment, and I want to give us language of the heart to break agreement with where this realm has defined us, and it's problematic. It's inconsistent with his plan for your life. And then just begin to shift into a different place of freedom and receive this fresh impartation, fresh grace today to change in our life experience. I really feel it. Like I can feel the Lord moving us from intermittent experience of him, where we felt relatively powerless, where we've not seen the manifest presence of Jesus and the fullness of the benefits of his promises being our experience, to us literally co-reigning with Jesus, literally one heart, one mind, one voice, consistently, anything else being irrational and not part of our designed life experience. So, Jesus, thank you. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. Feel his presence. Just receive that right now. Thank you for this truth. Thank you. We receive today a fresh clothing of the garment of humility. We receive the expansion of you within us, enabling us to walk like you did with the Father, to be able to operate in the same state of heart, that same capacity to trust you no matter what. We break agreement, Jesus, with unbelief right now. Wow. Wow. You know, there are situations in your life right now where you have not been able to operate in powerful faith. And it's no condemnation, right? It's just Jesus is coming to give you more freedom, more strength right now. He's moving you from natural to supernatural again, regarding all the situations that you face that are, like I said, you've not been able to believe him for the solution. It's maybe been a long journey where perhaps you've dealt with sickness or lack or relationship breakdown or whatever it is that's personal to you right now. You know that you've just been overwhelmed or tormented by unbelief and you've got weary in the journey, he is giving you fresh humility, fresh capacity to believe him. He's shifting you from natural to supernatural right now, clothing you holy as you are breaking up with unbelief. You're separating yourself away and coming out of agreement with unbelief. Just give it to him. Lord, we thank you for freedom. Every part of our heart now being reset, and every situation in our life now, we're able to see it with authentic faith pulsating through us, dispensing through us, believing you. We break agreement with unbelief. We break agreement with fear. We separate ourselves away from demonic influence. We separate ourselves away from where the natural has framed up our life, where our emotions have led in response to our life circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for freedom in this moment, liberty to walk like you, Jesus. I receive, say this in your heart right now, I receive, Jesus, the garment of humility. Ha! Wow. There you go. Wow, I felt that impartation then. Wow, he's within you. He's clothing you. He's expanding himself within you right now, enabling you to walk like he did, to trust, Father. Thank you, Jesus. One heart, one mind, one decree coming out of your mouth, synchronized on the inside, leaning into the Father, knowing his mind concerning anything, able to believe consistently, able to frame up this realm from the unseen realm, meaning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart of God, our relationship on the inside, the union that we sit in now with Jesus, one with him, because he's resident right inside of our spirit. So our interior life, our union with Jesus, the thoughts we think, the emotions we feel, the relationship we have with him, trusting him, that is the unseen realm. Our relationship with him is the unseen realm. The union we have with him is the source of all that we proclaim. When that becomes real and consistent for us, all that we proclaim is his intention, and the creative power of God is contained within our speech when it comes from that authentic place of connection and union, right? And that's where we start to see this realm coming into order, into divine order. He speaks order into chaos. He brings life where there's death and degeneration and decay, where there's sickness and there's lack, because he's the God of abundance and he wants your life to be full of him, living by faith, not by sight, consistently co-creating with him, not oppressed by unbelief and fear, but dominating unbelief and fear, eradicating it from our lives, because it's irrational. It's irrational. What's rational for your life is that you would speak forth his intention all the time and see that sickness gone, the body, the person that you're praying for, completely filled with life, totally filled with Holy Spirit, restored at a cellular level, revealing him. Remember, you are here to enjoy him and reveal him, reveal Christ. No matter what any of us are doing in life, that's the core destiny of our life, is to enjoy Jesus, know him, enjoy him, be in tune with him, and reveal him, and speak for the Creator's power as his restored image, right? Like it said in Hebrews, he speaks and creates. He brings forth his intention, and that's what he's doing now through his beloved people, through you. He is restoring what is broken, what's out of order, like he did in when he walked the earth, he went about restoring all things, showing people the source of life is the Father. The source of goodness is the Father. Like the multiplication of the fishes and the loaves, you know, he's speaking the Father's nature through everything he's doing. He's saying, this is how valuable you are. This is who Father is. This is how faithful he is. And it's all accessed. It's all accessed through the supernatural faith of Jesus as we sit in the supernatural interior posture of heart that is humility, walking like Jesus walked in the earth. That's our privilege now, right? As Jesus is, so are we in this world. He is the firstborn among us. And so everything, you can discern the expression of your life by looking at Jesus. If it's Jesus pouring out of you, if what you're thinking and feeling and doing in life is a reflection of Jesus, then you're in your authentic expression. And if you're not, just sit down on the inside and tune back in to who he is inside of you and draw from him through your faith. So what do you need right now in this fresh place of faith igniting inside of you and humility, that beautiful posture of heart of Jesus alive in you, expanded and reactivated inside of you? Let's make it really personal. Just take one thing in your life right now that you've been looking at through the lens of unbelief to this point, or fear or overwhelm, or just, you know, just tiredness, spiritual tiredness. He's reinvigorating you right now with his spirit dispensing through you. So just take that situation and put it into his hands. And right now, just lean in as faith, supernatural faith is dispensing through you. Just lean in like Jesus did when he walked in the earth. He's constantly yielded, Father, what do you want to do? How do you see this? Like one heart, one mind, one proclamation. What is your intention, Father? And just tune in. So take the impossibility in the natural that's out of alignment with his intention. So take that sickness, take that need, and just begin to, like I said, just lean in. What is his intention for your life? He is your healer. He is your deliverer. Remember the names of God, how he reveals himself to us. He is your savior. He is your protector. He is your creator. There is no lack in the kingdom. There is no in his heart. He is for you. Do you want to experience him at a whole new level? He is available for you. Do you actually need breakthrough in your experiential walk with Jesus? Do you need breakthrough in your own internal life? I'm really feeling that from the Lord right now. Have you been dominated by your emotional life? Have your emotions in the pressure of life been dictating to you and leading your life? Let him reset that right now. Wash you through. Fill your spirit man up again with him, expanding his virtue, expanding faith inside of you, the capacity to believe that filling you. I can feel him doing it. He's filling you with an excited expectation of what he is going to do as you now come in agreement with his intention, which is him working all things together for your good, meeting your every need through his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. There's nothing impossible. His arm is never too short to save, transform every situation that you face, because you're his story, right? We're his story, and he wants us to enjoy him, enjoy life, live in constant expectation of his goodness, live in the experience of his love. So thank you, Jesus, that you are resetting us right now, expanding us on the inside, for this to be our experience, that we will frame up this world through our speech as it's you your intention, your faith, your supernatural capacity dispensing on the inside, your intention being known to our heart. And then through us, you continue creating, redeeming, transforming, healing. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for I come in agreement, whatever it is that you have had need of today, that you have gone, Jesus, take this. I believe you. I thank you, Lord. I join my faith with my brother or my sister, and I thank you for a transformational miracle that reveals you. Wow. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. I just want to finish with the same scripture and leave it with you so that you can just continue to soak in the implication of the meaning of the word of God. Now, faith brings our hopes into reality. So what you've just freshly hoped for is now becoming reality. And it becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. For it is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's word. He spoke, and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen, and that's your design and privilege. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Have the most amazing week enjoying him and believing him, living by faith and not by sight. And you're going to see dramatic changes in your life. God bless. See you next week. Experiencing God's love every day is the name of my new devotional. And that's exactly what will happen to you as you begin your day, as you reset yourself through the day, the most important experience any of us can ever have, life-transforming experience any of us can ever have, is that moment when we experience his love and we know how valuable we are to his heart. So if you need this, you will receive every day a written and an audio devotional from me in your inbox. So jump onto Liz.com. Write.org and begin your experience.